Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, most of the water bodies are pretty well covered with ice, but there are patches of open water still on some of the bigger lakes where ducks and geese are keeping it open. At Black Hawk Lake, the ice is around 5 inches thick off the Ice House Point boat ramp, but we still haven't seen a whole lot of ice fishing action recently. Anglers are catching some fish around the inlet bridge. There's a little open water right underneath the bridge because of the flow coming through there that's keeping it open, for the time being at least. Anglers are catching some nice-sized crappie and perch in this area. Now the numbers are a little low, but if you put in the time, anglers can catch 6 or 7 big perch that will be more than enough to make a meal. We've also heard of a few ice anglers catching some perch and walleye, but no more details than that. The bite around the fish house has been fairly slow recently. Now we are keeping open water around and inside the structure, so there are opportunities to fish there. Keep in mind that the ducks and geese are keeping a pretty large patch of water open off the tip of Ice House Point, so be aware of that. At Arrowhead Lake, ice thickness is around 6 inches off the boat ramp, and some bluegill have been picked up along the east shoreline around structure. At Black Hawk Pits, the ice thickness is around 5 inches off the boat ramp. Now anglers are starting to venture out on Brushy Creek now. Most of the activity is taking place in the north end, and some in the far southeast end and off the west boat ramp. Basically, they're just not venturing too far out from the boat ramps yet. The main part of the lake just froze over last week. Some bluegills are being caught up in the north end with small jigs and a waxworm. As always, be careful going out on Brushy because the ice can vary there, probably more than any other lake in the district. At Storm Lake, the ice is variable and can be anywhere from 5 to 8 inches depending on where you're at. The anglers that are catching fish are mostly around the Frank Starr Park area. The catch consists of walleye, which most of them are in the slot, with a few nice perch mixed in. Be sure to check out the new access point we built with the City of Storm Lake, and it's located at the turnaround loop near the hatchery and the State Marina. The city also beefed up an access point over by Scout Park, too. Remember that the daily bag limit for walleye at Storm Lake is 3 fish per day. All fish between 17 and 22 inches must be released, and only one of your walleye can be over 22 inches. Farther up north at Clear Lake, the ice thickness is 6 to 9 inches. Yellow bass action has been fair, and use a small jig tipped with several insect larvae. You need to be mobile to stay on the fish, though. Yellow perch action has been pretty fast, but there's a lot of small fish that are being caught. Crappie fishing has been slow. Try a jigging spoon tipped with a minnow head in the early mornings for those crappie. The walleye bite has been non-existent so far. At Crystal Lake, the ice thickness is 6 to 8 inches, and avoid the pressure ridge near the center of the lake and the hole that's kept open by waterfowl by the east fishing jetty. Bluegill and crappie fishing has been good. Try small jigs tipped with a minnow or a waxworm in the evening for both species. Lots of small yellow perch are being caught too. Up at the IGLs, anglers are starting to ice fish the main basin of Big Spirit Lake. Ice conditions remain variable and foot traffic only is advised. Anglers are catching good-sized walleye, and the prime time for them is a half hour before sunset to a half hour after sunset. Yellow perch fishing has been good, and anglers are catching solid numbers of harvestable-sized fish. Sorting is needed, as quite a few small fish will also be in the catch. Travel on the ice at West and East Okoboji is not advised, as there are still pockets of open water and much of the ice is only recently formed. While Iowa anglers can buy the Missouri and Big Sioux River paddlefish license and tags starting December 15th, running through January 7th. You can buy your special paddlefish license and tags on the Iowa DNR's website at www.iowadnr.gov or by telephone at 1-800-367-1188. 1188. That's 1-800-367-1188. A resident license sells for $25.50, and a non-resident license is $49. You must also have a valid Iowa fishing license. So remember, you have to call or go online to get these particular tags. The license and harvest tags and regulations and a survey card will be mailed to the purchasers in mid-January. The Missouri and Big Sioux River paddlefish season opens up on February 2nd and runs through April 30th. Now don't forget that this is the last weekend for the second shotgun season, and come Monday, the second leg of the archery season and the late muzzleloader season will open up. Now, hopefully, you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.